So it's our great fortune that Ratnamani Dadi has taken time out to be with us this morning. Who is meeting Dadi Ratnamani for the first time? Just a handful. Okay, so for those who are seeing Dadi for the first time, just to tell you a little bit about her, Ratnamani Dadi, her name was given to her by Baba, and it means the jewel that has a very unique and special attraction. And Dadi's been around right from the beginning, since a very young age. And at the moment, Dadi's main role is she's a co-administrator with Dadi Prakashmani. So all the work that happens up, down, here, Dadi's right hand to Dadiji, she's primarily responsible for the youth wing. So when she starts talking, you'll see that because she gets very vigorous. So she's the right person for that, actually. And,
this is introduction.
Yeah, this is introduction. And Dadi also, she has very very spiritual, but also very practical mind, very practical way of seeing things, doing things. That's why she's a very good administrator, and that's probably why she's also the person who's responsible for all the training programs that happen in Madhuban. So whether it's training for the Kumaris, training for the teachers, training for the Kumars, it's always Dadi's hand that makes the program, Dadi that checks everything, makes sure all the ingredients are there. And an expert on today's topic. So, Ratnamani Dadi.
Rajasthan zone.
Also responsible for Rajasthan zone.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Dhila ho gaya bas.
It's very faint, your voice.
Aap logon ko dekhte hai, tab to aisa lagta hai ki yog mein hi baith jaye.
When I see all of you, the feeling I have inside of me is, let's just all sit for yoga now.
आप लोग शायद योग अधिक पसंद करते हैं.
Is it right if I say that all of you prefer the subject of yoga?
ऐसा है?
Is it like that?
बैठेंगे अभी योग में?
So do you want to sit for yoga now?
या अभी सुनने की इच्छा है?
Or is it that your heart desires to listen to something a little bit right now?
जैसे सुनते समय सुनने में पूरी जागृत अवस्था चाहिए वैसे योग में भी पूरी जागृत अवस्था चाहिए.
When we're listening, naturally it seems that we pay a lot of attention and we're very alert and awake, and we need the same type of stage when we're having yoga as well, very awake and alert.
जो कर्म इंद्रियां सुनने में काम करती है योग में भी सर्व कर्म इंद्रियां अपना अपना काम करती है.
When we're sitting to listen to something, it's as if our action organs, our senses are taking everything in, and in the same way our action organs, our sense organs have to be very alert and taking things in when we're in yoga too.
ऐसा कहें या सुनने में अधिक कर्म इंद्रियां काम करती है और योग में कर्म इंद्रियां सब शांत रहती है, क्या कहेंगे?
Well, so what do you think? Do you agree with that? Or do you think that when we're listening or when we're involved in activity, we're using our sense organs, our action organs more than when we're sitting in yoga? Is it that when we sit for yoga, our sense organs, our action organs become very cool and peaceful?
क्या कहेंगे, योग में कर्म इंद्रियां जो भी है वो काम कर्म करती है या कर्म से परे है?
So what do you think? Is it that when we're sitting in yoga, our organs are still working, they're still operating, or is it that we're in a stage beyond using those organs, beyond the senses?
सुनते समय तो आंखें भी देखती है, कान भी काम करता है सुनने का, और साथ साथ बुद्धि भी वर्क करती है, और मन का भी अटेंशन एकाग्र रहता है, उसमें ही रहता है।
See, when you're listening to something, you're looking and seeing the person who's speaking to you, so your eyes are working, your ears are definitely working because you're listening. Then your intellect is also focused on what's being spoken, and your mind also has to concentrate and work as well.
योग के समय क्या कहेंगे, आंखें काम करती है, कान काम करता है, कौन सी कर्म इंद्रियां वर्क में आती है और बाकी वर्क के सिवाय रहती है?
And so, what about when it comes to yoga? Are your eyes working at that time? Are your ears in use at that time? What organs of ours, what senses are in use and what are not in use?
क्या कहेंगे?
What do you think? What do all of you think?
योग में कान काम तो नहीं करते हैं, हाँ, क्योंकि सुनना नहीं है।
In yoga,
ठीक है?
Would you agree if I said that when you're sitting for yoga, you don't have to use your ears because there's
ठीक
nothing
है?
To listen to? You agree?
कान काम करता है, कान की कर्म इंद्री योग के समय उसका कर्म चलता है या बंद है?
So, what do you think? Are your ears working? Are you using them?
जवाब दो।
Give me an answer.
नहीं तो बंद है, नहीं तो नहीं चलता है। अच्छा, आंखें काम करती है?
What about your eyes though?
या आंखें भी काम कर्म से परे है
or is
योग
it,
के समय?
Or at the time of yoga, is it that your eyes are beyond, your ears are beyond? What's happening?
क्या कहेंगे, जवाब दो।
What do you think? What's the answer?
हाँ? जो कहते हैं योग के समय आंखें काम करती है वे हाथ उठाए।
Okay, raise your hands if you think your eyes are in use at the time of yoga.
या आंख कर्म से परे है।
Okay, raise your hands if you think that your eyes are not in use at the time of yoga.
क्या
है? नहीं
है। नहीं काम करती है, कर्म से परे है आंखें। पर देखती है, चले देखते हुए न देखे वो अलग बात है। अच्छा, और क्या बोलते हैं जिन्होंने हाथ उठाया?
So some
breathing तो अलग बात हो गई, ये आंखों की बात है।
So someone's saying your breathing's working, but that's a separate topic. But it seems that most of you abstained from voting. So can we do that again? Who thinks your eyes and ears are working during yoga?
नहीं, दोनों कट्ठा नहीं, अलग। Ears अलग पूछो, eyes अलग।
Okay, sorry, separate then. Who thinks their ears are working during yoga? Okay, hands up. Who thinks ears are working?
अच्छा, how? कैसे वो काम करते हैं?
Okay, so how? Explain.
क्या सुनते हैं सुख्यम में?
Okay, so if you're saying that your ears are cool,
जब आवाज नहीं है तो क्या सुनेंगे?
Some people are saying that the ears are working, but it's on a very subtle level, or the organs are very cool. And so, okay, if they are working on a subtle level, what is it that you're hearing? Somebody said, I don't know if anyone
तो
heard
ऐसे
that.
ये तो ऐसे ही हंसी का जवाब है, यथारथ जवाब नहीं है।
Someone's saying that you hear what you want to hear.
अच्छा, कहने का भाव ये है। अच्छा, आंखें वाला बोलो।
Okay, now the eyes.
काम करती है।
Raise your hands if you think your eyes are working or in use during yoga. Hands high hands.
ये working?
Working.
Working. अभी जस्ती उठा, पहले नहीं। अच्छा, जो कहते हैं नहीं वर्क करती है।
And now those who think they're not working?
अभी कम हो गए और जिन्होंने दोनों में नहीं उठाया.
And what about those who didn't raise their hand at all?
और मन बुद्धि काम करता है?
Okay, what about the mind and intellect? Is that working during yoga? Raise your hands if you think yes.
जो कहते हैं करते हैं उसमें मेजॉरिटी आ गई. अच्छा, और जिसका नहीं करता है योग में एकदम कंप्लीट साइलेंट.
And what about those of you who have the experience
Man shant, buddhi shant.
That the mind is completely silent, completely peaceful, the intellect is completely still, beyond being used,
Bichar se pare.
Beyond thought. Those people raise their hands.
Koi nahi.
Raise them high because you can't see.
Jo kehte hain nahi work karte hain man
buddhi. Nahi
karte
hain. Can you raise your hands again?
ये नहीं करते हैं और जो कहते हैं करते हैं वो मेजॉरिटी थी ऐसे ना. अच्छा, कहने का भाव इतना ही है कि योग के समय हमारी आंखें भी काम करती हैं. अगर हम आंखों से काम नहीं लेते हैं तो कहाँ जाती है.
So actually at the time of yoga our eyes are in use.
आँखों का काम है देखना और देखेंगी तो खुली रहेंगी. अगर हम देखना बंद कर देते हैं, आँख बंद है तो हमारा योग बंद आँखों का नहीं है.
Because we have open eyed meditation and when your eyes are open it means you must be seeing something. Other and we don't have closed eyed meditation. If our eyes are closed, then we're not seeing anything.
योग में हमारी आंखें चंचल नहीं है, स्थिर है.
However,
एक जगह देखती है.
However, what happens is that our eyes are concentrated, they're focused, they're not mischievous, and they're very cool at the time of yoga.
चाहे योग में कोई सामने योग पर बैठा हो या नहीं, फिर भी हमारी नजर बाबा की तरफ रहती है और रहनी चाहिए.
Whether someone's conducting the meditation or whether they're not conducting the meditation, our eyes and our vision is focused on Baba and it should be focused on Baba in fact.
अगर हमारी नजर बाबा की तरफ नहीं रहेंगी और नजर बंद हो जाती है तो बंद आंखें हमारा राज योग आंखें बंद करके नहीं लगाया जाता.
And actually our eyes should remain open and they should remain focused on Baba. They should never close because that's not Raj Yoga.
क्योंकि हमारे इस राज योग में भी जागृत अवस्था चाहिए जिसमें हमारे मन का एक ही संकल्प हो, अनेक संकल्प नहीं.
In Raj Yoga we have a state, it's a stage where we are completely awake, completely alert. But what happens is that in our mind there's only one thought. We don't have numerous thoughts.
बुद्धि के अंदर भी स्मृति जागृत हो, स्मृति आनी चाहिए, वो बार बार याद आए, तब कहेंगे कि हम योग में हैं. जब हमें वो स्मृति आती है तब उसका आनंद हम ले सकते हैं.
And when it comes to use of the intellect, there has to be an awareness, and that awareness has to be a fully heightened awareness, an awareness that's where I'm completely awake. And I have to remember that awareness again and again. And unless I do that, you can't say that that's real proper yoga.
Ananda ka anubhav karna, khushi ka anubhav karna. बाबा के भिन्न भिन्न रूपों का अनुभव करना, ये अनुभव हमें होता है हमारी जागृत अवस्था, अर्थात स्मृति जागृत है तो अनुभव होता है.
When my awareness within the intellect is awake, it's alert, then I can experience. And what is it I experience? I'll experience happiness, I'll experience bliss, I will experience having all relationships with Baba, but I won't have that experience unless and until the intellect is aware and alert.
बुद्धि का काम स्मृति को जागृत करना, मन का काम जो स्मृति आई है उसको बार बार स्मरण करके उसका आनंद लेना.
So the job of the intellect is to awaken a particular awareness, and the job of the mind then is to feed thoughts, if you like, that remind us of that awareness again and again, that kind of add weight or substantiate what's good, what that awareness that's been awoken in the intellect.
इसलिए बाबा जो हमें भिन्न भिन्न विधि बताते हैं, जैसे आज के मुरली में बताया कि तुम ब्रह्मा मुख वंशावली ब्राह्मण कुलभूषण स्वदर्शन चक्रधारी हो.
Baba gives us many different methods every day. For instance, today Baba spoke about how we are the mouth-born progeny, the Brahmin clan, the ones who spin the discus of self-realization.
To swadarshan chakra ki smriti, jo baat humne kai jeevan mein bitai hai, wo hame Baba smriti dila rahe hai. हम क्या थे, कैसे सृष्टि मंच पर आए, क्या क्या पाठ बजाया, उस नॉलेज के आधार पर हमारी स्मृति जागृत होती है.
And so what Baba does is Baba gives us knowledge or he gives us information. Then using that knowledge, we awaken the awareness. For instance, with the title today, the spinner of the discus, what happens is I have the thought, or Baba provides the information that yes, what were we like in the beginning, but in fact even before that, what was I like before I came down, then when I came down, how did I take birth, what happened after I took numerous births, and so I begin to spin the cycle in that way, and I begin to awaken the awareness.
बरोबर यह स्मृति मुझे आ गई, अर्थात बाबा जो हमें नॉलेज समझा रहे हैं वो पूर्ण रूप से मैंने समझा और उसको जीवन में लाया.
एंड सो आई हियर द नॉलेज, आई अवेकन द अवेयरनेस इन माय इंटेलेक्ट, देन आई एक्चुअली एज द अवेयरनेस अवेकन्स आई बिगिन टू रियली अंडरस्टैंड द नॉलेज. And only then does it come into my life in a practical way.
जब वो बात हमारी स्मृति में आ जाती है, तो वो स्मृति स्वतः ही बार-बार याद आती है.
And so when something comes into my awareness, then very soon it becomes natural that it will keep coming back into my mind, keep coming back.
स्मृति माना ही यादगिरी, जो यादाश्त, जो बीत गया है वो मुझे याद है, अर्थात जो मैंने पाठ बजाया है वो अब मुझे ऐसा याद आया है जैसे कि मैं अभी बजा रही हूँ.
And so what does it mean actually to have an awareness of something? It means, in I suppose another word would be, my memory is awoken.
और जब इस प्रकार से स्मृति आती है, यादाश्त आती है, तब हमें उसका आनंद आता है और समझ में आता है कि सचमुच मैं क्या थी अथवा क्या था और किस प्रकार मैंने पाठ बजाया.
आई रिमेम्बर फॉर इंस्टेंस व्हाट आई वॉज बिफोर, एंड देन एज आई बिगिन टू रिमेम्बर इट, आई फील दैट it becomes so alive and real, that remembrance, that I feel like I'm experiencing it here and now. And then as I begin to experience it here and now, there's a real bliss and a real joy inside.
Baba ne hamein hamare anadi swarup, main atma anadi avnashi hoon, uski smriti dilai jisko hum bhool gaye the.
Baba gives us the awareness of our original form. What was I originally, eternally, in the beginning? And then I begin to experience that.
Smriti aayi barobar, मैं वो ही आत्मा हूँ, शुद्ध स्वरूप मैं आत्मा हूँ, उसको मुझे बार बार स्मरण करना पड़ता है, याद करना पड़ता है, तो फिर से अभी की जीवन में उसी पवित्रता को मैं फिर से ले आऊं।
And so what happens is I remember, yes, I am, I was that original, eternal, pure, pure soul. That's what I was. And the awareness comes. And when the awareness comes, then I have to remind myself again and again, yes, I was that pure soul. I am that pure soul. And then it's as if the purity of that stage comes into my life.
इसको कहा जाएगा ज्ञान सहित योग।
And this is what you call yoga on the basis of knowledge.
योग किसके साथ? पहले मुझे मेरे अनादि स्वरूप, मुझे आत्मा के साथ स्मृति आई, मैंने अपने को आत्मा अनुभव किया।
And so what's the first thing I do or have yoga with? It's actually with myself. What was I originally? I emerged that form in front of myself.
जब स्वयं को आत्मा माना, तो आत्मा को याद आई मेरा पिता परमात्मा।
It's only when I first really accept and understand, yes, I am a soul, that then I begin to think, well, who is my father? And yes, it's that supreme soul who is my supreme father.
यह स्मृति जागृत हो गई, ऐसी जागृत हुई मुझे महसूस हुआ बरोबर मेरा बाप तो परमात्मा है।
And so the awareness was awoken, and then as the awareness is awoken, then inside as if there's a realization, yes, who is my father? It's definitely that one up above.
जब ये महसूस हो गया, अनुभव हो गया, वो याद भूलेंगी नहीं।
And actually, as soon as something is realized or it penetrates your heart, if you like, then you can't forget it.
बार बार याद आता रहेगा।
You'll naturally remember it, and you'll be pulled to remember it again and again.
बार बार याद आते 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 वो पक्का हो जाता है, natural हो जाता है।
And then, as you continue to remember it again and again and again, it eventually becomes natural.
जब ऐसी स्मृति हमें बार बार आती है, चलते फिरते उठते बैठते, तब हमारा योग बड़ा स्थायी रूप से एकाग्रता से अच्छा लगता है।
And then actually as it becomes a part of my natural awareness, so that when I sit, when I walk, when I talk, when I move, when whatever I do, that remembrance pulls me, then I begin to, it becomes constant. It becomes concentrated, and then I really begin to enjoy.
Yoga ki pehli stage ki yoga hamara sahaj ho jana chahiye.
And so the first stage of yoga is that I have to make yoga easy and natural.
Jab hum yoga mein baithe, mehnat karte rahe aur phir bhi yoga na lage, yahan wahan ki baatein yaad aati rahe, arthat बाबा ने जो मुझे स्मृति दिलाई है, अभी तक स्मृति जागृत नहीं है। आत्मा को वो स्मृति नहीं आई है अपनी।
If when I sit for yoga, I find that I'm having to struggle or I'm having to make a little bit of effort, then actually it means that I haven't awoken that awareness yet. I haven't awoken the awareness and I haven't understood or realized that I am that soul.
जैसे कोई बात अगर भूल जाती है, कोई दूसरा बताता है, ये मैंने आपको कहा था, फलानी जगह कहा था, मुझे याद नहीं आती है, वो याद दिलाता जाएगा, तुम फलानी जगह खड़ी थी, मैं वहां खड़ी थी, मैंने ऐसे ऐसे बोला था, फिर तुमने मुझे ऐसा ऐसा जवाब दिया था, जैसे वो बताते जाते मैं कलेक्ट करती जाएंगी, याद करती जाएंगी, बरोबर बरोबर ऐसा था, ऐसा, हाँ याद आ गया।
Sometimes what happens is someone says, do you remember? And you say, well, I don't remember. And they're trying to remind you of something. And they say, well, I told you, when I told you this, I was standing here and you were standing there. And it was this day and there was this person around and this thing around. And as they begin to tell you more and more ingredients of the surrounding and the setting in which they had told you a particular thing, you begin to say, oh yeah, 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 now that you mention it, I remember. And so you recollect things. And that's, yoga works in the same way. Bit by bit, we have to make ourselves recollect that memory.
जब पूरी बात याद आ जाएंगी तो अपने आप इमर्ज हो जाएगा बरोबर हम ऐसे करे थे ऐसे ऐसे थे ये बात थी बरोबर ऐसा था और फिर वो भूलेंगी नहीं.
And so what happens is then after this process of recollecting everything, then the whole, when all the bits and pieces of the scene are in place, then you remember, then you say, oh yeah, it's true, it was like that. And then the whole scene and every detail of that scene and what was said comes back to you. And you say, yeah, yeah, now I remember. And then after that, you don't forget. And then the next time I meet the person who, that person, I'll remember that interaction that we had. I'll remember what you reminded me of.
और फिर उसके पीछे भी आता रहेगा. अगर कोई अच्छा प्रसंग होगा, तो अपने आप वो सारी स्मृतियाँ जागृत हो जाएंगी.
And then many other remembrances, many other things will be remembered too.
इसी प्रकार से बाबा हम बच्चों को याद दिलाते हैं कि हम परम धाम, तुम परम धाम के रहवासी हैं. हम और तुम दोनों कट्ठे रहते थे. तुम मेरी संतान हो, जैसे मैं पवित्र हूँ, तुम भी इतने शुद्ध पवित्र थी. ऐसे बाबा हमें याद दिलाते हैं और ये याद हमारे अंदर जागृत होती जाती जब अंदर में आता है बरोबर मैं तो पहले मुझे शरीर था ही नहीं, सचमुच मैं तो अशरीरी आत्मा परम धाम निवासी परमात्मा की संतान. फिर कभी याद भूले फिर वो चलते फिरते याद आता रहेगा. इसको कहा जाता है योग.
And so Baba does the same thing. He tries
लंबा.
So Baba does the same thing.
Point ही ऐसी है आधा में बंद करो तो मजा नहीं आएगा.
She said the point is such that she wouldn't have enjoyed it unless she'd completed it. So Baba tries to remind us and make us recollect in the same way. Baba says, do you remember that some time ago, you and I, we both lived in Param Dham. That was your place of residence, it was my place of residence. Do you remember that I am your father? Do you remember that I am your that you are my child? Do you remember that in the beginning you were very pure, you were so pure just like me? Do you remember that in the beginning you had no body, you were just alone, the soul, bodiless, sitting with me? And then we say, yes, yeah. We begin to remember, and then the feeling comes, yes, but I had no body in the beginning, I was completely bodiless. And then the taste of that comes, and I begin to recollect, and eventually the memory becomes so alive that it becomes natural. This is yoga.
आई स्मृति.
So, do you have that awareness?
Does
that awareness
come? बाबा कहते हैं बच्चे स्मृति आई.
And so Baba says to us, children, do you remember?
स्मृति आई, अर्थात वो याद आया. जब वो याद आई और वो बहुत अच्छी बात है, बहुत अच्छा मेरा स्वरूप है, इतना ऊंचा मेरा रूप, वो क्यों भूल जाना चाहिए?
And so when we have an awareness in that way, when the awareness is awoken, when I begin to remember, and I really feel, yes, it was such an elevated way to be, then, and I enjoy that, then why is it that I forget it?
इसलिए बाबा कहते हैं स्मृति जागृत रखो.
This is why Baba says, make sure that you remain
याद में
awake.
भी हम बैठे, जब योग में बैठे, अंदर ये स्मृति जागृत हो, अर्थात हम अपने आप को एकदम परम धाम में पहुंचा दे.
And so I have to keep,
शरीर नहीं जाएगा.
I have to keep that awake. When I sit for yoga, I especially have to awaken that awareness and keep it awake. I have to take myself far, far away to Param Dham, to the soul world, and re-experience that again and again, and then I won't even feel that the body is here.
उसमें हमारी ये आँखें भी जैसे कि उसी स्थान को देखती है.
And then it's as if my eyes see only that place.
मन भी वहाँ ही लग जाता है.
The mind goes to that place too.
और बुद्धि भी वहाँ ही ऐसी लग जाती है जैसे कि वो जागृत देखती रहती है क्योंकि आत्मा चेतन है.
And then the intellect also becomes fixed in that place, and it's as if the intellect sees only that place, it sees only Paramdham, because after all, the soul is a living, conscient being.
Chetan Shakti, jo kuch dekhti hai, jo samajhti hai, uske paas uska pura roop emerge ho jata hai.
And the living, conscient...
Vichar aise chalenga jaise ke hum dekh rahe hai.
And the living, conscient being, the nature of it is such that whatever it sees, it becomes the form of what it sees. And so as I begin to see Paramdham, that's the form that I take on.
जब अंदर ही अंदर इस प्रकार की महसूसता होती है, तब देखो कितना आनंद आता है. फिर ऐसे टिक एक टिक को करके लग जाएंगे, जो उठने की दिल नहीं होंगी और कुछ याद नहीं आएगा. बस देखना भी उसी को, बोलना भी जैसे कि उसी से हम बात कर रहे हैं, और उसका क्या क्या विस्तार है वो अपने आप जैसे कि दर्शय के रीति से, बुद्धि के अंदर जैसे दर्शय के रीति से वो दिखाई पड़ता जाएगा. दिखाई और भल आंख ये स्थूल है, लेकिन ऐसे लगेगा जैसे अंदर ही अंदर हम कई कुछ देख रहे हैं. हमारा वतन कैसा है, हमारी दुनिया कैसी है.
When I develop this practice, then it won't take a second even, but the intellect will become completely stable in that stage. And then it's as if my eyes are physical and there's physical things around me, but actually internally, where are my eyes? My eyes are up above and they're seeing only that world. They're seeing only that Baba. They're seeing only everything that Baba does. They're seeing only my original form. They're seeing Baba's original form. And then there is such a joy in that, that I don't see anything around here. I don't see anything around me. I see only that. And it's as if there's a vision coming in front of my eyes. I'm inside, internally, that's all that's moving around in front of my eyes. That world up there, that subtle region, but not this region here.
Pehle yogi stage, khushi, anand, man bhi usme, buddhi bhi usme, ye aankhe bhi jaise usi taraf lagi hui hai, to aur kuch na dikhai padta, na kuch yaad aata.
And so the first stage is a stage of great happiness and great bliss. It's as if my mind is up there, my intellect is up there, my eyes and my vision is up there. And so I don't see anything around here about me. I don't remember anything here. I'm just completely up there.
Buddhi ka yog, arthat smriti ki shakti, ek baap ke andar, bas. और कुछ नहीं, फिर बाप से सर्व संबंधों का आनंद, वह खुशी ये सब इमर्ज कराती जाती है.
एंड सो दैट फर्स्ट स्टेज इज वेयर आई द योग ऑफ माय इंटेलेक्ट बिकम्स फिक्स्ड ऑन दैट वन, इट बिकम्स फिक्स्ड अप देयर, एंड देन आई फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग अराउंड हियर, एंड देन आफ्टर दैट आई बिगिन टू एंजॉय. In that happiness, in that bliss, I begin to enjoy what it's like to have all relationships with that one.
पहले एकदम original, फिर उसमें सर्व संबंध, फिर सर्व संबंधों से वो प्यार emerge होता है, संबंध स्नेह का बंधन बन जाता है. इतना बाप से प्यार जैसे बस सब कुछ बाबा ही है और कुछ नहीं है.
And so first it's
मैं और बाबा.
First is that original stage that I remember and I experience. And then after that original stage, I begin to experience all relationships. As I experience all relationships, there is such a degree of love that I'm experiencing, so much love, that I have the feeling that there is nothing else. There's just me, there's just Baba, and whatever I need, I can have from Baba.
खुशी, स्नेह, फिर स्नेह का बंधन, बाकी क्या रहा, फिर कौन याद आएगा.
So first there's that happiness, And then there's that bond of love, deep, deep bond of love between me and Baba. And then who else and what else remains?
फिर वो यादें अपने आप आपस में मिलेंगे खुशी खुशी से वो स्मृति आती रहेंगी उस स्मृति की आपस में बातें करेंगे वही स्मृति की बातें करेंगे
एंड देन thereafter because my experiences of that bond of love when and whoever I meet afterwards I only can exchange that love and that joy and that happiness And then the awareness becomes more and more natural. And that's all I want to speak about. That's all I want to share with those who I meet.
फिर जो जो बाबा सुनाते जाते हैं ना वो हम बड़ा खुशी खुशी से सुनते समझते और धारण करते जाते क्योंकि संबंध जुट गया
And thereafter, because the relationship and the bond has been formed with Baba, whatever it is I hear, whatever gyan I hear, actually I want to hear it, and I hear it with a great deal of enjoyment, I hear it with a great deal of happiness.
तो हमें अपने जीवन को इस प्रकार से natural जीवन बनानी है.
And so we have to make our life a very natural life, if you'd like.
बाप के संबंध में इंटरनली वो नेचुरल जीवन
इंटरनली देयर शुड बी दिस नेचुरल बॉन्ड एंड कनेक्शन रिलेशनशिप विद बाबा
जैसे लौकिक में हम चलते हैं हर प्रकार का काम या जो कुछ करते हैं वो याद रहता है जिससे संपर्क बनता है जिसके कनेक्शन में आते हैं तो वो बातें याद रहती है ऑटोमेटिकली उसी प्रकार से मुझ आत्मा का संबंध परमात्मा पिता के साथ कैसा कैसा है क्या क्या है उसे क्या क्या प्राप्ति है ये सारी बातें हमारे बुद्धि के अंदर याद आ जानी चाहिए अर्थात बार बार याद करनी चाहिए अभी तो वो स्टेज याद बाबा दिलाता है उसको याद करते रहे
all of you will note that in your Laukik life, whatever the work you have to do, the things you have to do, the people you meet, the conversations you have, you remember all of those things. And the remembrance, you don't have to make effort for that. It comes to you very naturally. All those things, it's a natural thing that comes into your mind. But in the same way, we have to naturally remember our connection, our relationship with Baba, and what is Baba like? What does Baba do? What am I like? What do I have to do? All that, there should be a very natural remembrance. It should come to me easily. Whatever it is that Baba relates, it should just... The points that Baba relates to me, I should be able to churn, I should be able to think about it. It should just come very naturally, very easily. At this moment in time, we're in a stage where we have to remind ourselves, consciously remind ourselves again and again of all of those things. But just as in our Laukik life, it's natural, we don't make the effort for it. In the same way, eventually, as I continue to remind myself, it will become natural in the same way. It'll just come, it'll just be there.
हमारा इंटरनली अटेंशन पूरा उसमें रहे जब इस प्रकार से हम अंदर में अनुभव कर लेते हैं तो फिर हमारे जीवन में ये सहज हो जाता है इसको कहा जाता है सहज योग
एंड सो इंटरनली व्हेन आई हैव दैट कांस्टेंट अटेंशन टुवर्ड्स ऑल ऑफ दोस थिंग्स एंड इट बिकम्स नेचुरल इट बिकम्स इजी दिस इज व्हाट यू कॉल इजी राजयोगा
योग की पहली स्टेज में खुशी और खुशी के साथ सर्व संबंधों का स्नेह प्यार और उस सब प्यार में जैसे कि हम मग्न हैं अथवा इतना प्यार जो कभी उनकी याद भूले ही नहीं
एंड सो द फर्स्ट स्टेज वाज दैट स्टेज ऑफ द हैप्पीनेस दैट स्टेज ऑफ जॉय एंड देन द स्टेज ऑफ having all relationships with Baba and the love that comes in that stage is such that eventually we become lost in that love and then we forget everything else around us.
Some jo kaam kaaj karte hame ye baatein andar nahi chintan mein aati hai par jaise kaam pura ho ye andar ek attention rahe और अंदर की जब जिस बात के तरफ लगन हो जाती है वो बाहर का काम पूरा हुआ फिर वो बात खींचती है.
It's possible that sometimes when we're doing our activity, our normal work, we don't remember all of these things whilst we're doing all of that. But at least let there be the attention that as soon as I've finished, my intellect gets pulled internally. I go inside and I'm pulled in that direction again. And then when there is love for something, actually, then as soon as I'm free, that's where my mind and intellect will go.
पहले ये थोड़ा केवल अटेंशन और अंदर में ये एक दृढ़ संकल्प हो कि ये बाबा हमें नई नॉलेज बता रहे हैं, उस पर हमें पूरा अटेंशन देकर इसको अच्छी रीत से अनुभव करना है.
And so I need attention and I need a determined thought inside of myself. A determined thought that says, these are new things that Baba is telling me, and so I must experience these things.
Ye bhi yoga.
This type of attention is also yoga.
Baap ke prati dridh sankalp karna, ki jo Baba batate hai, un baaton ko mujhe anubhav karna, ye dridhta dharan karna, ये भी योग है.
Even that stage where I am creating that determined thought inside my heart that yes, this is what Baba is asking me to do and I must experience these things because Baba is asking me to experience these things. That whole stage of determination is part of yoga.
और जो बाबा रोज रोज आकर के हमें सुनाते हैं, चाहे हम उसको पढ़ाई कहें, चाहे हम उसको ज्ञान अमृत कहें, चाहे उसको हम बुद्धि का भोजन कहें, कोई भी शब्द दे, पर वो हमको बार बार दिन भर में याद, पहली स्टेज में याद आना ही चाहिए. ये भी योग है.
And so Baba relates things to us, and you can call what Baba relates to us, you can call it knowledge, you can call it nectar, you can call it food for the soul. But whatever you want to call it, let me remember it again and again and again. This also is a stage of yoga.
Yoga means connection, jor. Connection, uski koi bhi prakar ki baat yaad aati rahe.
So what does yoga mean? Yoga means to forge a connection so that I remember whatever it is that's connected, related to that thing.
तो याद आती रही, मना उनकी ही याद आती रही, तो उसे कनेक्शन जुटता गया, जुटता गया, जुटता गया, और फिर जुटा ही रहेगा.
And so as I continue to remember Baba, as I continue to remember the things that Baba tells me, as I remember, it's as if the connection gets forged, it gets forged, it gets forged, and then eventually it becomes constantly forged, connected.
ये है इंटरनली मन बुद्धि का काम, अर्थात अंदर जब आत्मा जागृत है, मैंने आत्मा महसूस किया, तो आत्मा का काम है अपने पिता की बात पर ध्यान देते रहना, जिस भी प्रकार से
and
जो जो बाबा रोज बताते हैं.
एंड सो आई फर्स्ट रियलाइज यस आई एम अ सोल. And as soon as I deeply realize I am a soul, then I also understand that what is the task that I, the soul, have to do? I, the soul, have to remember whatever it is, and I have to do whatever it is that my Father, the Supreme Soul, is asking me to do.
उसमें हमें खुशी आती जाएंगी, और खुशी से हमें वो सहज लगेगा.
And then eventually what will happen is that will create a lot of happiness and joy inside. And that's what will make everything else seem easy.
उस खुशी में, क्योंकि ये ईश्वरी खुशी है, उसमें माया का प्रभाव हमारे पर नहीं, और संकल्पों का, व्यर्थ बातों का मेरे पर प्रभाव नहीं पड़ेगा. आएंगी भी, पर वो मेरे को खींच नहीं सकेंगी.
And when I have that stage of godly joy, that in and godly enjoyment, if you like, then that happiness is such that even though there are external things coming to me, they won't be able to influence me. They will come, but they won't be able to influence me.
समझो दुनिया के व्यवहार में कोई बात हमको अच्छी नहीं लगती है, हमें उस बात के लिए समझो नफरत आती है, पर वो नफरत का रूप मेरे को प्रभावित नहीं, मैं उस नफरत में आ नहीं जाऊंगी, क्योंकि बाबा की बात को फिर फिर अंदर याद करती।
Say for instance, somebody says something or does something or I witness something that makes me feel a little bit, I have a little bit of contempt or dislike for it, let's say, then actually that form of dislike, that form of contempt won't be able to take over because I will have the things that Baba is telling me, they will be going around and around inside of me. And so that form, that other form of dislike, won't be able to have an influence on me.
अंदर की इस प्रकार की प्रैक्टिस हमारा कनेक्शन बाबा के साथ पक्का करती जाएंगी और उससे जब भी हम योग में बैठेंगे तो हम अपनी एकाग्रता की स्टेज सहज पा सकेंगे।
And so this type of internal attention again and again will make it such, it will become such that when I sit for yoga, I'll be able to do it very quickly, very easily, I'll be able to have that concentration.
जब इस प्रकार हमारी एकाग्रता की स्टेज बन जाती है, तब हम सहज अपने को अशरीरी अवस्था में ले आ सकते।
And so when I arrive at such a stage where I can concentrate instantly, then eventually, then I can begin to practice the bodiless stage.
Pehli stage mein man sankalp shakti ek mein lagi hui ho, ek hi sankalp ke andar arthat मैं और मेरा बाबा अथवा जो कुछ बाबा ने बताया उसके सिवाय और कोई बात नहीं।
And so that first stage is where I'm using the mind, where I'm using the power of thought, and I am making sure that all that remains eventually is one thought, the one thought of who I am, who Baba is, and the things that Baba relates to me, and nothing other than that.
बाप सर्वशक्तिवान है, बाप के बाप सर्व मनोकामनाएं पूर्ण करने वाला है, बाप के पास सर्व खजाने संपन्न है, बाबा कहते हैं सर्व भंडारे मेरे खुले हुए हैं, जितना चाहिए उतना लो।
बाबा इज द ऑल पावरफुल वन, बाबा इज द ऑलमाइटी, बाबा इज द वन हु फुलफिल्स ऑल माय डिजायर्स। Baba is the one who has all treasures, and all his treasure stores are wide open, and he says, "Take whatever and however much you want."
जब ऐसा मेरा बाप है, तो और क्या चाहिए?
So if I have such a father, then what else do I need?
पहले हम स्वयं अपने को इतनी ऊंची स्टेज पर लाए, इस खुशी में रखे, इतना ऊंचा स्वमान हमें याद रहे, तो वह स्वमान हमें बाप से अटूट प्यार जुटा देगा और वह प्यार हमारे अंदर शक्ति जागृत करेगा।
And so first I have to create that happiness, and from that happiness will come my self-respect that I can achieve such an elevated stage. And that self-respect will enable me to have that bond of love even deeper, and that bond of love will bring power, a lot of power.
हम अभी चढ़ाई पे चढ़ रहे थे, ऊंचाई पे जा रहे थे।
And so it's as if we
ये प्रश्न जब नया कोई आता है, नहीं जानने वालों का है, तो मैंने कहा अभी इस प्रश्न को नहीं लो, पहले जिस चराई पे चढ़ रहे हैं वहां पहुंचने दो।
And so it was as if Daddy was taking us on a journey upwards, and so she wants to complete the upward journey and then answer the question.
Understand? समझ में आता है?
So you understand
जो बात मैंने कही वो समझ में आई?
So far you understand clear what that is?
ठीक लगती है?
Do you
उसी लिंक को आगे बढ़ाएं?
Do you like that? Do you enjoy that? You want her to continue in that way?
या फिर वापस आ जाएं?
Or should we start on another track?
क्या बोलते हैं?
What do you think?
क्योंकि अभी हम उस स्टेज पर बाबा की हम वो बातें सुनते रहते हैं अशरीरी अवस्था बीज रूप स्टेज ज्वाला स्वरूप स्टेज फरिश्ता स्टेज अभी ये सब स्टेजेस हमारी कब आएंगी और कैसे आएंगी
Because these days we hear Baba speak a lot about the bodiless stage, the seed stage, the stage of having volcanic yoga, the stage of being like an angel. So when is it that we're going to have all these stages, experience
सुनते
them?
सुनते हैं तो दिल होती है ना कि हम इसी स्टेज का अनुभव करें.
And when we hear about all these things, I'm sure there must be the feeling inside that I want to experience this.
होता है ना ऐसा?
Do you have that feeling?
फिर ये स्टेजेस सहज लगती है या मुश्किल?
So do you find these stages easy to achieve or is it a little difficult?
बाबा जो कहते हैं सहज है ना?
It's easy to do what Baba's
asking.
मुश्किल तो नहीं. Isn't it? It's not difficult, is it?
अनुभव होता है.
Do you have the experience of these stages?
देखो बाबा ने जब यज्ञ स्थापन किया शुरू में स्थापना के समय हम लोग 14 वर्ष यज्ञ में रहे सुनिए ना कहानियां
All of you must have heard the story that in the beginning when Baba first established the yagya we stayed together for 14 years and worked on these things
14 वर्ष चार दीवारों के अंदर तपस्या में हम कैसे रहे होंगे सोचो
14 years within
आपको कमरे के अंदर बिठा दें एक वर्ष बैठेंगे
14 years within the same four walls imagine can you feel imagine what it feels like if we were to close you in these four walls for one year can you imagine
तो बाबा ने हम बच्चों को ये अभ्यास प्रैक्टिकली कराया
and so what is it baba did baba made us practice these experience these practically
पहली स्टेज जब हम यज्ञ में आए एक धक से पुरानी दुनिया भूल गई
When we came to the yagya, the first stage was that we forgot the old world in an instant.
क्योंकि वो तो प्रैक्टिकल रहा कि हम सबसे अलग होकर के बाबा के साथ रहे
Because actually, practically, we were separated from everybody and everything else and living just with Baba.
और शिव बाबा ने जिस रथ में प्रवेश किया हम उसके साथ रहे माना बाप के साथ रहे
एंड द चैरियट इन व्हिच शिव बाबा द फादर केम वी वर लिविंग देयर प्रैक्टिकली विद देम
और जो बाबा प्रैक्टिस कराते रहे हमारे लिए तो वही प्रैक्टिस रही और दुनिया नहीं रही
And whatever it is that Baba was explaining, the only thing that we had to do was practice it. There was nothing else to do, no other world out there. Just to practice.
तो पहली स्टेज में बाबा हम बच्चों को बड़ा ऊंचा नशा स्वमान में स्थित रहो हम कौन है किसके बच्चे हैं
The first stage Baba wants us to practice is to really experience that self-respect. Who are we after all and who's teaching us? What is making us?
वो स्मृति दिन रात चलते फिरते हमें अंदर में लगी रहती थी
Day and night, as we were walking, as we were moving around, we couldn't forget it. It's as if we were incessant about it. It was just there.
जिस कारण जो भी बाबा की बात हम सुनते थे ना तो बड़ी अच्छी लगती थी और सहज लगती थी.
And then we really used to love whatever it is that Baba used to tell us, and we used to find it easy because of that love.
और फिर एकांत में बैठ के कभी घंटा कभी दो दो घंटा अकेले अकेले एकांत में बैठ के बाबा ने जो कहा है उसको अंदर ही अंदर मनन करके याद करके उस स्टेज का अनुभव करते थे तो बड़ी पावर महसूस होती थी शक्ति महसूस होती थी
We used to go off for an hour, two hours on our own in solitude. And we used to practice what Baba was telling us, and we would really have so much enjoy it so much. We would experience the power that comes from doing what Baba was telling us.
एक तरफ नशा हम किसके बच्चे, दूसरे तरफ उसकी खुशी हमें भगवान मिल गया, भाग्य विधाता सर्व का सद्गति वो महिमा अंदर से अपने आप निकलती थी.
We had on one hand the intoxication of our self-respect, of the fact that it was God that had come, that was teaching us, and then on the other hand we had the happiness of what He was making us, that
तो
we had found God, the bestower.
और खुशी बाबा जो जो कहते जाते थे ना वो हम फौरन जीवन में अमल में लाते थे.
And because of that intoxication and that happiness, whatever it was that Baba was telling us, we would bring it into our practical life immediately.
तो पहले तो सर्व बातों की मूल बात हमें अंदर में ये निश्चय पक्का.
And so the seed of everything
भगवान
actually,
परमपिता परमात्मा परम धाम निवासी परमात्मा मेरा बाप है और वो अभी मुझ आत्मा को मिला है.
So the first and foremost seed of everything was just this faith that yes, the supreme soul, the supreme father, he's come, he's made me belong to him, I do belong to him, he's my father.
इस बात को अंदर में रियलाइज करना है, मनन करना है, बाबा की नॉलेज को अंदर मनन करके उससे ये सार निकालना है कि बरोबर ये महावाक्य भगवान के सिवा कोई नहीं कह सकता है.
And so this is something all of us have to do actually. We have to think about, we have to churn over all the things that Baba says and tells us, and extract from all those things the essence, and the essence is, who is it that's teaching me? It's God Himself.
जैसे हर मुरली के अंदर अभी भी आता है, यह राज योग कोई भी मनुष्य हस्ति नहीं सिखा सकती है.
That this Raj Yoga can be taught by no human being.
आज के भी मुरली में था, सत्युग में चाहे कलयुग में कोई भी मनुष्य यह हुनर मनुष्य को देवता बनाने का हुनर किस में भी नहीं है, कोई सिखा नहीं सकता है.
Today also in the murli,
आज की मुरली,
today also in the murli it was said that this art of changing human beings into deities by no human being, whether it's a human being from the Iron Age, whether it's a human being from the Golden Age.
ऐसी ऐसी बातों को हम मनन करके विचार करके क्यों कहा जाता है कोई नहीं सिखा सकता है, इसकी कौन सी विशेषता है, किस विशेषता के आधार पर ये भगवान ही सिखाता है और कोई नहीं सिखाता है.
दीज आर द टाइप ऑफ थिंग्स वी हैव टू थिंक अबाउट, चर्न ओवर, मल ओवर, लेट देम सिट इनसाइड एंड गो अराउंड इनसाइड. We have to ask ourselves, why did Baba say this today? Why did Baba say that only no human being can teach us? What is the speciality behind this statement? Why is it that only God can teach this?
आज के दुनिया में कोई भी जीवन में पवित्रता सिखा नहीं सकता है.
In today's world, nobody can teach us purity in life.
हमारे व्यवहार में दिव्यता आवे, जीवन में दैवी गुण रहे, हम सबसे बड़ा प्रेम से चले, हमारी दृष्टि वृत्ति शुद्ध बनी रहे, ये कोई भी नहीं सिखा सकता है सिवाय परमात्मा.
Nobody other than the Supreme Soul can teach us how to have divinity, how to have divine actions, how to have divine love amongst ourselves. How to have that purity in our interactions, nobody can teach us that.
क्योंकि बाप स्वयं परम पवित्र है, शुद्ध है, उसमें कोई प्रकार की अशुद्धता है ही नहीं.
Because Baba is supremely pure, he has no type of impurity.
तो बाप में वह शक्ति है जिस शक्ति के आधार से हमें हर बात क्लियर समझा करके हमें भी ऐसा बनाता है.
Because Baba has that purity, he has that power and that authority, and with that power and that authority, he can explain everything to us very clearly.
और यह नॉलेज हम असल में अनादि रूप में ये ही थे, ये कोई नहीं बता सकता है.
Nobody else can give us this knowledge and this understanding that you were this originally.
क्योंकि आत्माओं को परमात्मा जानता है और कोई जानता ही नहीं.
Because no one other than the Supreme Soul knows souls.
इस प्रकार हम इस नॉलेज को मनन करके, समझ करके निश्चय करें भगवान है, फिर भगवान से हमारा संबंध, वही मेरा बाप है, वह खुशी वह नशा, फिर हमारे पास उनकी याद बड़ी सहज रहती है, जिससे आत्मा शक्तिशाली बनती जाती है.
And so I have to think about these type of things, I have to churn over these type of things, and that will bring happiness, that will bring intoxication, and then that will bring remembrance in a very natural way, and then the power will come inside me.
ये रोज हम अपने को नशा पिलाते रहे, ये स्वमान याद दिलाते रहे.
I have to really make sure there's that intoxication every day, that intoxication and that self-respect.
क्योंकि पुरानी दुनिया में रहने से हमारे जो अनेक जन्मों के संस्कार हैं वो बीच बीच में काम करते हैं.
Because we live in the old world, and what happens is that we have so many sanskars from so many births, and they creep in all the time.
हमें ये समझना है कि हमें अभी अपने को वो अपना जो ओरिजिनल स्वरूप है, हमारा बीज, इस जीवन का, अनेक जन्मों का भी जो बीज, आत्मा पवित्र है, शुद्ध है, अवनाशी है, वो मुझे अभी अपने को उसी स्वरूप से इस जीवन को बनाना है.
What is it that I have to do now though? I have to remember the seed of everything. I have to remember the seed of who I am, the seed of how I, the soul, was pure, very, very pure, and I was an eternal being. And that, I have to become, remember that, I have to become the form of that, and I have to move along in that form, in that embodiment, here and now.
यह स्मृति और उनका स्मरण बार बार अपने में इमर्ज करके अपने को उस शक्ति में निश्चय में परपक करना.
I have to emerge that awareness. I have to let those things, I have to remember and churn all these things again and again until I become strong in that faith and I become powerful.
फिर हम योग में यह अपनी भिन्न भिन्न स्टेजेस का अनुभव कर सकते.
Then I will be able to experience a variety of stages in yoga.
जब हमारा बाप से कनेक्शन हो गया, सर्वशक्तिमान परम पवित्र परमात्मा से हमारा संबंध जुट गया, उस संबंध से हम फिर बैठते हैं याद में, जब वो बात इमर्ज करते हैं, मैं आत्मा इस शरीर से न्यारी हूँ, अलग हूँ, मैंने इसमें प्रवेश किया है.
So when I have that connection with the supremely pure, all-powerful, almighty Supreme Soul, then it becomes very easy to realize and experience that I, the soul, am separate from this body. And I, the soul, I came from up above and I entered, I came inside this body, but I am separate.
थोड़े समय के लिए जैसे साक्षी होकर के मैं अपने शरीर से अलग होके अपने को देखती हूँ, मैंने इसमें प्रवेश किया है इस कर्म क्षेत्र पर पाठ बजाने के लिए.
I have the experience that I, the soul, I've come from up above, I've entered this body, and as a detached observer, I'm watching how I entered and why did I enter this body. I entered this body only to play a part, to play a role on this field of action.
अभी मैं अपने पार्ट से न्यारी होकर अपने उसी अनादि अवनाशी स्वरूप निराकारी आत्मा.
And so now let me, the soul, step back from this part and this role that I was given to play, and let me remember that I am actually eternally an incorporeal being, the soul.
ऐसा सोच कर जब याद में बैठ जाए, एकदम शांत हो जाए.
And when I begin to think in this way in yoga, then I become completely peaceful.
Which में संकल्प उठे, मैं अशरीरी आत्मा, शरीर से न्यारी.
And if other thoughts creep in, then I just have to say to myself, no, I the soul, I am separate from this body, I am a bodiless soul. I have no body, I am a bodiless soul.
ये अभ्यास बार बार चाहिए, और उस अभ्यास के साथ इसी प्रकार से बीज रूप अवस्था अर्थात पूरा ड्रामा के अंदर जो मेरा पार्ट है उसका बीज.
I need to have this practice again and again. And not only that, I need to have the practice of what it's like to be the seed of what? I am the seed of all the different roles that I have played in this drama.
बीज रूप अवस्था के दो अर्थ है. एक तो मैं अपने पार्ट मैं बीज रूप हूँ और इस शरीर में ये शरीर झाड़ के समान है अथवा सारे ड्रामा में इतना जो मेरा पार्ट है ये जैसे कि सृष्टि चक्र में मैं इतना लंबा पार्ट बजाती हूँ झाड़ सृष्टि का झाड़. दूसरा ये सारी मनुष्य सृष्टि का झाड़ उसका बीज एक परमात्मा पिता है उनकी मैं संतान बीज रूप बाप की संतान मास्टर बीज रूप. दो प्रकार से हम अपन को बीज रूप स्थिति में स्थित कर सकते.
And so when it comes to the seed stage, there are two meanings of the seed stage. The first is the stage where I, the soul, step back and I see that I am the seed of all the numerous variety roles that I have played throughout the drama cycle. And it's almost as if I, the soul and the seed, and this body is the extension, this body is the tree, or the entire drama and all the roles I've played, that's the tree, the expansion. And then the other meaning of this seed stage is that just as this work, there are many parts, there are many roles, many souls, so much expansion of the drama, the entire world cycle drama. And who is the seed that's behind all of that? It's the Supreme Soul. He is the seed. And I am the son, the child of that supreme seed. And just as he is the seed, I am the master seed.
एक तरफ इस प्रकार का अभ्यास लेकिन साथ साथ ये अभ्यास भी इस अभ्यास में सफलता हमें तब मिलेंगी जब साथ साथ हम अपने जीवन में धारणा यानी जीवन से अपनी बुराइयों को छोड़ते जाएंगे कर्मों पर हमारा अटेंशन रहेगा कोई ऐसा कर्म न हो जो विकर्म का खाता तो बड़ी बात है परंतु बाप के श्रीमत के विरुद्ध हो ऐसा कोई कर्म मेरे से न होना चाहिए.
So it's one thing that I sit and I practice this seed stage, but the reality is that I'm only going to have success in practicing this type of seed stage if in my everyday practical day-to-day life, I'm paying attention that there's now dharana in my life, that I'm letting go of my bad habits, that I'm making sure that my account of wrong actions, forget it, sinful actions, because that's a big thing, but my account of wrong actions, and by wrong actions means those actions that are contrary to the Srimad that Baba is giving me. I have to make sure that that account doesn't increase. I have to pay attention to my dharana. Then I can experience success when I sit to practice this stage of the seed.
जीवन में शुद्धता को बनाते जाएं, कर्मों में हमारी श्रेष्ठता आती जाए, दृष्टि वृत्ति हमारी शुभ भावनाओं संपन्न बनती जाए, ये बातें भी साथ साथ प्रैक्टिकल हमारे जीवन का ये परिवर्तन साथ साथ ये अभ्यास, तब हमारी वो स्टेट बन सकती अथवा हम अनुभव कर सकते।
एंड सो आई हैव टू डू द टू थिंग्स सिमल्टेनियसली, आई हैव टू प्रैक्टिस दीज थिंग्स, बट ऑल्सो आई हैव टू मेक श्योर दैट माई एक्शंस बिकम वेरी एलिवेटेड, my drishti becomes such that it's filled only with good feelings, with benevolent feelings.
Agar hamari jeevan mein puri dharna nahi hai, karmo par attention nahi hai, drishti virti mein hamara parivartan nahi hai, bol mein nahi hai, divyata nahi hai, madhurta nahi hai, to phir hamari ye stage yog ka ye anubhav सहज नहीं कर सकते।
If I don't pay attention to these other things, means if I don't pay attention to making sure that my words and the way I speak is right, that the way I speak is filled with divinity, filled with sweetness, if I don't pay attention to making sure that my attitude towards people, that my vision towards people is filled with that, with benevolent feelings, if I don't make sure that my actions are good actions, elevated actions, then I might sit for yoga to practice all of these things that have been described, but I won't find it easy.
Gyan, yoga, dharna, saath saath chahiye.
Because gyan, yoga, dharna, you need everything all together.
ज्ञान से निश्चय, निश्चय से स्वमान का नशा, स्वमान के नशे से अभ्यास, और अभ्यास से वह खुशी, वह प्राप्ति, और उस आधार से बाप से संबंध जुटा रहे, तब हम बाप से शक्ति लेते और स्वयं शक्तिशाली स्टेज बना सके।
So with gyan I develop faith. With faith then I'm able to have the intoxication of my self-respect. With that intoxication of my self-respect comes happiness. With that happiness then I'm able to forge a permanent connection with Baba. In that forming of a permanent connection with Baba then I'm able to experience love. I'm able to experience God's power enter me. I become powerful and I can make others powerful.
ये सब बातें साथ साथ होती है, ऐसे नहीं एक पूरी हो दूसरी, दूसरी पूरी होती है, ऐसे नहीं, साथ साथ, जैसे ज्ञान योग बाबा हमको साथ साथ कराते हैं, ऐसे साथ साथ इन सब बातों का हमें, क्योंकि जीवन में ये सब बातें नेचुरल है।
Understand one thing though, all these things have to happen simultaneously. It's not that they happen stage by stage or step by step. No, Baba teaches us gyan and yoga side by side, and so all of these things have to be implemented simultaneously.
Jeevan, jisme samajh bhi hai, jisme sankalp shakti bhi hai, karne ki shakti bhi hai, ye sab jeevan se baatein sambandhit hai.
In life, we
सोच समझ करना प्राप्ति ये सब संबंध ये सब साथ है.
In life, we not only think about things, but we also understand things. And then, having understood things, then we actually implement them. We do them in practical, and then we experience the attainment. So life comprises of all these things together. I hear, I think, I listen, I experience, I practice, and I have the attainment.
अगर हम इस प्रकार से अभ्यास करते चलते हैं, तो हम अपनी अभी के समय अनुसार, बाबा के कहने के अनुसार, हम अपनी ज्वाला स्वरूप स्टेज, अर्थात शक्तिशाली स्टेज में जो मैं सोचूं वो ही करूं, जो संकल्प वही मेरा कर्म। जिसको दूसरे शब्दों में स्वराज्य अधिकारी, पूरा अधिकार।
And so if I continue to practice in this way, then I'll be able to achieve this stage that Baba is speaking about, this stage, volcanic stage. And in the volcanic stage, whatever I think will happen, whatever I thought I have, I will be able to do it practically.
अनेक जन्मों के विकर्मों का खाता भस्म करना, बाबा कहते हैं उसके लिए योग ज्वाला रूप का चाहिए।
Baba says we have the account of many sins or many accounts on our head, and so to finish all of that, we need that powerful stage of yoga that's like a volcano.
तो ऐसा नहीं है कि अंत में ही अभी ही हम अपने विकर्मों का खाता खाली भस्म करेंगे, वो तो हमारा प्रोसेस शुरू से ऑटोमेटिक चलता है।
It's not that we're going to finish that account all of a sudden, but it's something that happens as we begin our journey. It happens along the journey.
जितना हम अपने में परिवर्तन लाते रहते हैं और फिर पुरानापन हमारा इमर्ज नहीं होता है, माना पुराना संस्कार हमारा परिवर्तन हो गया। ये करते आते हैं तो बाकी अब जो रहा हुआ है वो बाबा कहते हैं थोड़े समय के अंदर अपनी ज्वाला रूप स्थिति बना करके टोटल अपन को परिवर्तन कर दो, नए संस्कारों वाले बना।
The more I practice what Baba is saying, I incinerate my sins bit by bit. But why is it, as we go along, the more we transform ourselves and our old sanskars die, we stop using them. But then why is it Baba's telling us to have this volcanic yoga? The volcanic yoga is there to finish whatever it is that's left over, the remains of our old self, our old sanskars, to once and for all finish off and clear the account that still remains.
वो धीरे धीरे करते आए हैं, तो अभी हम अगर लक्ष्य रखेंगे तो हम अपनी योग की स्टेज भी ऊंची बना सकेंगे, और ऊंची स्टेज बनने से ऑटोमेटिकली हमारा कर्मों पर ध्यान रहेगा, तो कर्म श्रेष्ठ करते रहेंगे जिसमें हमारा कोई भी पुराना खाता इमर्ज न हो।
And so, of course, bit by bit, we've been paying attention, and all those old sins are being conquered. But now we really have to have that powerful, powerful yoga, that volcanic yoga, where once and for all everything finishes, and we are also paying attention to performing elevated actions.
Shubh bhavna sampan sada, shubh bhavna sampan virti, sada kalyankari virti. सदा पर बाबा हमेशा अंडरलाइन देता है, तो जब सदा बन जाएंगे, बीच में कोई के प्रति भी थोड़ा अशुभ संकल्प फौरन कट कर दें, उसके लिए पावर चाहिए, दृढ़ता चाहिए, तो वो दृढ़ता हमारी योग से आ जाती है, जो एक धक से जो सोचा बस वो ही सब जैसे कि पूर्व भसम हो गया।
And so there's one word that Baba draws our attention to, and that word is constant. We have to create a stage where we are constantly, for instance, our drishti, our attitude towards others is beneficial. It's full of good feelings. Not that most of the time it's good, full of good feelings, and then from time to time something creeps in. No, but constantly. And when I have that powerful yoga, then in that powerful yoga, with that volcanic yoga, something might come, but there and then I'll be able to destroy it and finish it, so that there is that constancy, there is that continuity. And I have to have such determination that this is what I'm going to do, this is what I have to do, and that determination will help my yoga, it will finish whatever remainder is left there.
इसके लिए स्मरण मनन और अभ्यास हर समय चलता रहे तो हमें इसकी सहज जल्दी रिजल्ट मिल सकती है. स्मरण मनन और अभ्यास.
So I have to think about all these things, I have to churn over all these things, and I have to experience all these things. When I do all three, then it will become easy.
और मैं तो कहेंगी अगर इस पर आपस में छोटे छोटे ग्रुप बन करके चर्चा करें तो इसमें बहुत आनंद आएगा, क्योंकि जितना जितना हम अपने से इसको स्पष्ट करेंगे तो हमें बाप की शक्ति का अनुभव होता जाएगा.
And my suggestion to all of you would be to find yourself a small group and experiment with all of these things, and then experiment and share your experiences, because then it'll become more and more clarified for you, and then more and more it becomes clarified, then you're going to be able to take that much more power from Baba.
आप ट्राई करके देखो, और जिस समय बैठ के इस पर चर्चा करो, हम लोग कराची में आपस में करते थे तो इतना आनंद आता था, और वो आनंद ही हमें एकदम दुनिया से पार और ऊंची स्टेज पे स्थित कर लेता.
We used to do this in Karachi, and when we would share with one another, we would experience so much happiness, so much bliss, and in that happiness and that bliss, it's as if it would make us forget everything down here, and we'd just be gone, we'd be up above.
अपनी दृढ़ता की शक्ति से एक रस स्वयं को अभ्यास का अनुभव बढ़ाते चले, ऐसी अपनी दृढ़ता बना ले.
And so with the power of determination, I have to determine inside that I do want a stage like this, a stage that's constant.
Om Shanti.